Hi. Hello.
Yeah. Sorry, I thought you were on.
No. So how do you? There's nobody on.
Huh?
There's nobody on.
What are they doing tonight?
I don't know.
Because I told Jim that you were. They were doing a vote tonight. He says, how are they voting on? So Danielle looked it up. She says, there's not even an agenda posted.
Oh, I got
It's
one.
completely blank online. It's completely blank.
No, online. I pulled this up
Oh,
online.
really?
Yeah.
He said it was completely blank. She says, I don't know what they're voting on.
Well, I'm going to stop. All shut the door.
Good evening, Karen. How are you doing?
Good evening. How are you?
Good.
That's good. Trying to get my cat out of here. Oh, there we go. Okay. So how many think we're going to have today?
We got at least three.
Or do we?
One more. We need one more.
More, yeah.
Zoomer.
Nobody, huh?
That will come.
Yeah. Anybody
Who's
in? Yeah.
it with you? John?
No, Eric.
Eric? Okay.
Give me a second to find some of the meetings. You see the are we recording at this point or no?
Yes.
Okay. Won't make any comments on some Facebook
Are we voting for a new chairperson tonight? I didn't see that.
Yeah, that should be on the agenda, right?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. I nominate Eric.
I'm gonna get some rain.
Yeah, it's gonna be if we get any rain, it'll all be a quick flash.
Yeah.
Today's what, July?
July 12th.
Who changed the font on me? That's ugly.
I don't know. And then you got a call to order time is 7:19, so I don't know if people see
Yeah,
that.
you saw that. Did you do
Oh, yes,
that?
it's that's a typo.
Yeah,
Well, then,
just delete that out of there. So we may not see anybody till then.
yes.
We almost
Who's here, Sherry?
Yes, I'm here.
Yes. And John.
John's here too.
Yep.
John.
Well, how are you?
Good. Been sharing how are you? Nice. I'm going Sunday.
Going where?
We are going to Texas and New Mexico.
Oh,
for 3 weeks.
man, that's hot down there.
This time of year is gonna be
Well,
really
last year
hot.
we went to Alaska and we packed winter coats and long johns because it was cold in Michigan before we went to Alaska.
That triple digits for what, weeks or something?
Yeah, I think it was summer.
Karen, do you know which meeting minutes we've approved and not approved at this point or no?
No, it's gone back so far, and some of them aren't even because we didn't have a quorum, we couldn't vote on them
Right.
anyway.
No, that's why I'm asking. I guess I'll have to look, right?
Yeah, I don't think, I think the last one that I saw was
I think the last
April 12th. April 12th.
I don't think we approved March, April, May, or June.
Yep, and June we couldn't do because we didn't have
No quorum.
And there was one other one that we didn't have a quorum either. They didn't even let me submit notes for that one.
Okay, let's see. I was here, John was here, Sherry and Eric. So okay. Let's anybody want to wait for anybody else, or we want to just get going? Us four.
Think the chief is coming.
We don't need chief. He's not a voting member. No, we don't need chief. Probably not. There's not really much to talk about on the firehouse, but let's call this meeting to order. Okay. Or do we need to wait till 7:19 because I blew the typo?
No.
Okay. Let's call this meeting to order.
We can't use 7:19 unless we wait till then.
No, I don't want to wait till then. Okay, let's see. Jeff's here, John's here, Sherry's here, and Eric's here. Nobody else from the public is here. Meeting minutes, March 8th. Anybody have a chance to look at them? What the heck is that thing?
I wasn't even in this. Was I? I don't think so.
Maybe. I don't know.
You were here.
Was I?
Yep.
No way.
You were here.
I was impressed. Alzheimer's kicking in.
Okay, let's see. I'll just give you some synopsis of it. We approved minutes for January and February. We talked about scheduling the regular meeting for the second Tuesday of the month, 7 o'clock. Made an announcement that we now have a clerk. There was some correspondence from Jim Rupert. I don't remember what they were. And then there was a short discussion with Chief Dixon. We talked about design build versus design bid builds. We talked about whether we need to bring the existing building all the way up to current codes. Would be a question to Jim Rupert. Talked about soliciting a professional to help us. Discussed the delivery of the fire truck in 14 months. I don't see anything up substantial here.
That all does ring a bell.
Yep.
Yeah, it does.
Talked about needing consultant for the design build part of the thing. Let's see, how big should the bay be? Do we want office space on the second floor? Plumbing in the kitchen was already done, but there's some old parts in the thing. Renovations of the rest of the space was a question. Talked about bonding of the thing. Talked about how much time does the Board of Selectmen and the Board of Finance need to bond the thing if, you know, we're going for bonding. Talked about creating a letter going over or some kind of correspondence to the Board of Selectmen, Board of Finance about the bonding. How much can we spend to directly hire a consultant was a discussion. Do we want to give a stipend to the design teams that are shortlisted? There was somebody asked a question about, is there any grants available? And then pretty much we talked about a little bit about Notch Road. Kind of touched on same things that we talked about on the firehouse, bonding, design build versus just, you know, no new business. And that's about it. Do you have a motion to approve the minutes? Stacy raised her hand. We got a second. Eric? All in favor? Any abstainers? Okay, motion carries. Let's see, that was March, April minutes. Let's see, and attendees were myself, John, Eric, Quan. Sherry, you were absent.
Correct.
We still can vote on it, you just have to abstain. Let's see, no additional attendees. we tabled the minutes for March 8th, public forum. Nobody from the public was around. No new correspondence. There was a, I went to the Board of Selectmen meeting on April 8th, gave them an update of what we were doing. Talked to them in reference to how big the addition needs to be. They gave us some guidance about the septic system being in the way. Discussed the heating system, whether it could handle the additional space. That's where we have to make a determination on that. I posed to them whether we need to do code upgrades in the rest of the building. Talked about hot water getting to the bathrooms and it takes too long. It's always cold. Talked about maintenance of the roof, whether that should be part of our work. Talked about a crack in the ceiling in the major garage bay area, whether they wanted additional storage space. Presented some of our thoughts on the design build versus design bid build. They indicated don't worry too much about the schedule. We'll deal with what happens when the fire truck shows up, but don't dilly-dally. I asked them whether they wanted to keep the old fire truck. They didn't know. They indicated that they want this thing designed to the last 50 years, whatever that means. I gave a general idea of what we thought the cost would be, somewhere in the ballpark of $3 million. But that's going to be dependent on where we end up going with this thing. Talk to them about getting a consultant to help us prepare the design build package. Indicated we were going to write a solicitation for the two consultants that we need.
Yeah.
And I posed a question, how do we maintain confidentiality when we get to the point where we're talking about actual costs? And I questioned whether it's executive session or not, and they didn't know. Let's see, we tabled Notch Road Municipal Centers based on a conversation with the Board of Selectmen, basically saying, don't worry about that for now, just concentrate on the fire station, no new business. The only other thing we talked about on new business was whether we wanted additional meetings once we brought the consultant on, the speed of the process. And that's it. Meeting was adjourned. Do I have a motion to approve the minutes?
So moved.
John, second? You have a second, Eric.
Yes.
Or I can second it. Second by Eric. All in favor?
Aye.
1, 2, 3. Sherry, you abstain? Yes. Karen, did you catch that?
Yep, did.
Let's see, May. I guess I got to look at the... Karen, do you have minutes typed up for May?
No, I think May was the one that wouldn't let us do it. That was the one you did during the week.
Oh, I must have. I had notes then.
June.
May.
There wasn't a quorum then.
Okay.
And June was canceled.
Okay, so there's nothing for May, and June was canceled.
Yeah, because everything went to the Board of Selectmen.
Right. Yeah, June was canceled because I put everything in front of the Board of Selectmen. They didn't do anything. Okay, so do we receive any correspondence? The only correspondence that we had was I sent an email to Jim Rupert and Selectman Sawyer regarding their response to the questions I posed at the last Board of Selectmen with them. And the response I got back from Jim was Board of Selectmen didn't meet, and neither did the Building Commission. Temporary
grounds?
Buildings and grounds didn't meet yet.
Oh, nice.
They'll let me know.
We're under all this pressure, Nathan.
And they didn't do it.
What?
This is being recorded.
doesn't matter.
I don't care. That's just.
Did Chief Dixon or anybody jump on? Nope. This is gonna be a fast meeting.
That's basically an excuse. if this was this important,
why? There's no staff. Karen, you got anything to present?
No, sorry.
Okay. No staff presentations or discussions, firehouse discussion. We are at this point, I believe we're just kind of waiting for the Board of Selectmen to give us additional directions based on the questions that I posed to them. And you guys have all received those questions via various emails.
Yep.
The only other thought I had between last meeting and this meeting is basically the selection process that we want to use internally once we solicit for the consultant to help us directly prepare the solicitation. What kind of criteria are you guys thinking? I did lay something out on the draft solicitations. Did you see
the points?
Yeah, the points.
The points.
Yeah.
We agreed on.
Yeah. Other than that, I got really nothing.
No, it was the point system.
Yeah. You guys have anything you want to discuss? Any questions in your head we can think about?
We can't do anything until we know what they want.
We can think about things, though. We can, you know.
So where does this stand now with the selectmen again?
We posed a couple questions for the attorneys. We posed insurance questions. I can dig out my notes if you want.
No, I think we kind of have a general idea of what we wanted them to do.
I wanted them to take the solicitation.
I can't believe they haven't come back and said anything.
I put the solicitations in room and saying, listen, you know, put them in front of your lawyers or whoever you want to need to put them in front of. And I'm happy to meet with whomever to finalize these things so we get them out on the street. And I said, if you want us to come up with lists of, you know, potential suitors, let us know. Oh, we'll let you know.
They never met and discussed this on their agenda.
They didn't have any meeting since we met last, according to what my email from.
They didn't have a June.
Hold on. Let me.
Past week.
I will read. I will.
They should have met last week.
They should have met last week. Of course, I haven't looked at the minutes to see if they actually discussed it. And I'm sure they're busy, and with short staff, it's going to be hard to let us know what they did. But it's someone's responsibility to let us know, because this can't just sit like this. You think?
They're busy.
Truck's being built.
The question I asked, Selectman Sawyer and Jim Rupert, at the June 7th Board of Selectmen meeting, a number of questions were presented regarding the two solicitations needed to move the fire department project forward. What is the status? That's it. That's the only question I asked him. I get a response back from Mr. Rupert. Where is the thing? Here it is. The Facilities and Public Safety Committee have not met since the meeting. As soon as we have a date, we'll let you know. I don't know why the Facilities and Public Safety Committee needs to answer some of the other questions, though.
Why do they need to be involved in this?
I don't know. I can ask them that.
I would send back a response here we are. Truck is being built. What's the status? I could be more bolder, but this is being recorded.
Let me give it some thought. I know what you're trying to do. I don't necessarily want to write that.
I mean, you don't want to post this after the vehicles here.
Well, we don't want to look like fools either. Like, what the heck is this temporary commission doing?
You'll get zero support from the town. You don't got something going before that truck gets here.
Well, yeah, because they're going to find a place for the new truck, and they can say, "What will you need building for?"
Jeff, did you go to the Board of Selectmen meeting in June?
That's when I went, June 7th. Yeah. Okay. But they didn't have a meeting after. They said there was no meeting after that. Hmm. I think they're meeting right now. Who's over in the town hall right now?
I don't know. But they should.
I think they usually meet they meet the first
Tuesday. Yeah, that's what I thought.
Wait, is that was the day after? The day after 4th of July. And nobody could get ready for a meeting.
Maybe.
Which is why the referendum was today and not the
first. Because what happened.
Nobody could be working to get it set up for July 5th.
Okay, here's the draft email. Not sure what they would need to comment on regarding the solicitation. Some of the questions were for the Board of Selectmen and or town attorney. Mm. We would like to keep this moving. You guys okay?
Or you could say, what did the Building and Grounds Committee answer? Did the Public Building and Grounds Committee answer our questions, and what was the response from our town attorney after we submitted those questions to you at your board meeting in June, whatever?
Yeah, that's on the stuff below it. Let's see what they say. I don't want to get too combative.
You can do that.
I write a lot of emails and a lot of letters. I know where you would want to go with this. Is there any more discussion on this agenda item?
I'm sure you're good enough at a passive voice on all of those points.
Any other firehouse discussions?
Vaughn is joined.
Not really.
Welcome, Vaughn. 7:20.
If we know what we're supposed to do.
Vaughn, you're on mute.
Oh, everyone. Yes, I'm on mute. Multitasking at the moment.
Yeah, that's okay. We are on the part of the agenda for the firehouse discussion. The only discussion we really had is the Board of Selectmen and or anybody else in the town hall have not made based on what we're seeing, any progress on the June 7th discussion I had with them regarding the solicitations.
Okay.
And we just sent an email. I just basically sent them an email saying, hey, what's going on?
A polite email.
Yes, a polite email. We didn't have a unanimous consensus on the style of the email, but it went out anyway. You got any things you want to discuss on the firehouse, Vaughn?
I do not. I've made my way about halfway through some of the most recent notes, so I don't have anything at this point in time.
Okay. Off the top of your head, any concerns or questions?
The location of the fire truck. So I caught a little bit of the ongoing discussion. So that is one of the waiting points. We're waiting for the Board of Selectmen to provide guidance on.
The biggest questions we really had from the Board of Selectmen had to do with like insurance requirements, the advertising process that they want to use. There was a couple other miscellaneous questions in there. Okay. But I could dig through my emails, but all the questions I posed from them, they were in part of the email chains that we're going back and forth with.
Okay. I will.
You can look at the June. Yeah, the June 7th, the Board of Selectmen had all the questions that I posed to them in it.
Yep, I do have, actually was, when you presented, I did attend that meeting, so I do have some recollection of some of the questions that you posed to them.
Let me just dig out my notes. Meetings? Is that where I put it? Here it is. Let's see. I'm sorry, computer's a little slow. Let's see, at the Board of Selectmen meeting, we talked about the cost. It could be as low as $1 million or as high as three and change, depending on which way we go and how much we add to it. They want a 50-year design, make sure it's big enough. They're not opposed to design build. Pam Sawyer talked about Weedy a little bit, and he's got some original plans for the proposed addition way back when it was originally built. Okay, they made a motion to say, okay, do design build. Focus on that firehouse only. Where's all the questions I posed to them? Did I open the wrong one? Which one did I open? Oh, that's why. Opened the wrong one. My bad. Am I still connected to the internet? Here we go.
Yeah, so who, do you know who's meeting over at the...
Who's at the town hall? Kwan, who's at the town hall right now meeting?
I would think that...
Selectmen?
It's too early. The polls don't close until 8 o'clock, but I think the town clerk has to be in the town clerk's office.
Oh, because of the vote?
Because of the vote.
Oh, that's true.
Okay.
Yeah, she does.
That's right. Yeah, I believe the Board of Selectmen are meeting now. I believe they are in session.
Okay. Here it is. The questions I asked the Board of Selectmen when I was there on the 7th of June.
Hey, why don't we go there?
Yeah, we should.
Let's go.
Does the solicitation documentation need to go in front of the attorney for review before we make them public? Where do you want us to post these? Who to receive the bids and any questions related to the bids? They want us to remove the protest period. Let's see. In the solicitation, there was a protest period built into the solicitation. They said, yeah, we don't need that. I'm like, okay, take it out. There was a bunch of discussions about it. They don't really do it. So they're like, I'm like, okay, they take it out. I'm like, fine. It's their decision. We talked about the non-collusion agreement. The Board of Selectmen is okay with it, but they want to check the language. I posed the insurance question to them. And... there was some discussion about signatures on the forms. They got to get back to me. And then the Board of Selectmen wanted to review the documents because they didn't have a chance to review them and get back to us with any questions and meet with the Facility and Public Safety Committee to make recommendations. And then I And I basically offered to meet whomever to finalize the solicitations. That was the gist of everything, Quan.
Yeah, that ring, jog a little bit of the memory there. I think I haven't heard any follow-up discussions in the Board of Selectmen meetings since then, or any sidebar conversation. So,
Quan, I sent a quick email to Selectman Sawyer and Jim Rupert sometime late last week saying, hey, what's the status of all those questions? And I got a response from Jim basically saying they didn't meet to discuss it at this point. I got back to
right. Okay. Yep.
Any more discussions in the firehouse before we move on? Quan?
No.
Okay. Any new business to bring up? I have nothing. Eric? Go on.
I'm good.
Public forum? Anybody from the public here? Last thing on our agenda before we adjourn, officers' nominations.
What does that mean?
I nominate Jeff as chair.
We did that at the very first meeting. That's
yeah, but state statute basically says you got to do it every July.
A second.
Because it's on a fiscal year type setup.
Has it.
I got an email from the clerk saying, hey, you got to do this.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, all the commissions are going through that.
Yep. Yeah, it doesn't matter. We could have been formulated this committee on June, and then we'd have to renominate somebody on July.
That's right.
Oh,
there was a nomination for Jeff. There's a second. Yep. Eric and John second.
Eric and who second?
John.
I did.
John and Eric.
Okay, thank you.
Any other nominations?
No.
Motion to close nominations.
Second.
Aye. You can't.
All those in favor of closing nominations, say aye.
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 Do we have any other?
I'm supposed to ask for opposed.
Nah, it was unanimous. Any opposed?
Yeah. You have to.
Okay. Let the record show that there's no opposer, no discussion. You guys didn't ask me if I wanted to accept the nomination.
We're not there.
It's true.
We're not there.
Do we need a vice? We have a vice too, right?
No, I don't think so.
Karen, do we have a vice chair at this point?
No, we don't.
Okay, no vice chair? That's fine. Do we want a vice chair?
We'll follow fine tradition.
Okay. Do we have a motion to approve the nomination?
To make it so that there's a quorum all the time, is she, you know, with Sherry and Eric up to regular status?
That's a good question. Sherry, are you a full timer?
I have to go back and get sworn in again.
I'm showing. Let's make sure it's. We appoint Sherry in place of Stacy. So if Sherry's still an alternate, because we don't know, we haven't confirmed it, she's replacing Stacy for the vote. Stacey, Karen, you got that?
I got that.
Does Stacy withdraw from the commission?
No, she's just not here.
Oh.
She's still in a vacancy.
Oh.
So I'm an alternate.
You're an alternate? Okay, so we have to.
You can replace Kevin Glenn.
Yes.
I think
Eric for Kevin Glenn. Has Kevin ever showed up?
I remember an email at the very, very beginning saying he had trouble with Tuesday nights. And I know I mentioned at least once back in the wintertime that we should probably find someone else.
Well,
okay.
But he has to formally send a letter if he's.
Yeah, he's got to.
Yeah. That's
we're going to vote him in. He does the job.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks.
There's a matter for your throw.
Okay. So there's no new nominations. Nominations have been closed.
Yeah.
Do we have a motion to approve Jeff as the chair?
Yeah, we did that.
Yeah, I second
it. Okay. I thought the motion was to close the nominations.
You closed the nominations.
Did we have a motion to approve?
Yeah.
No.
We have to have a motion. Okay.
We already nominated you.
Yes.
Okay, so vote on it. Okay, so all in favor of Jeff being the chair?
That's right. Aye.
Aye.
Okay, for any abstainers? Any nays?
You have to say.
I don't have to say when I get up all four.
Chair can declare that it's unanimous.
I can't. Robert's rules said I can declare it was unanimous.
I've been corrected.
You remember Robert's rules or Mrs. Popper?
Chair of P&Z.
I don't care.
More than once.
This is a ragtag team, Eric.
No.
Okay. There's nothing else. Eric.
I mean, I
know.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion by Eric, second by John. All in favor?
Aye.
Any abstainers? Anybody opposed? Meeting's closed.
Yes.
Thank you, everybody.
And the chair can declare that meeting to be adjourned.
I know I can. Right, you need a motion. You just close it.
No, you can just
by Robert's rules.
By consensus, we're adjourned.
Colin, anything else going on in the town hall that's interesting?
No, but I will probably jump on. Not that I know of, but I will probably jump on to the Board of Selectmen meeting.
Have fun.
Thank you.
Good night, everybody. Thank you, Karen.
You're welcome.
Good night.
Bye.